Welcome back. You're listening to Horizons on Radio Kerry. I'm chatting to James Bowler. A lot of young people wouldn't have any interest in church.
I suppose you just kind of have to be brought up with it more so. A lot of families don't bring their children to Mass, you know, maybe just for their Holy Communion, for their confirmation, maybe at Christmas or at Easter time. You know, sometimes you see the churches are packed on such occasions, you know, for that occasion with people that you only see once or twice a year.
What do you think of that?
Look, everyone is entitled to do whatever they're most comfortable doing, or everyone's decision is their own. But I try and go to Mass as often as I can. I go at least once a week and try and say my few prayers and things every day. So, like, I think it's everyone's opinion to go to Mass as often or as less often, whenever they're, you know, it is their, everyone's own opinion to do whatever they want to do, you know. But
it sounds like I'm talking to an old man, but you're only 21. So when you were in secondary school, did you have big debates with your friends around this sort of stuff?
Yeah, not really, because, you see, religion wasn't really a huge thing in my school going to school. Now, we had the subject, we had a class every week for religion, but it wasn't an exam subject in the school. So it wasn't something we used to have big debates over, or we'd have huge, we'll say, obervoile or homework, you know, that we'd have to do, and we'd be saying, I wonder what you think of that, or what, you know. We had nothing really to discuss much about it. So I think maybe in schools where, you know, it would be taught as an exam subject, that there would be more debating about it and things, you know. And then with so many different views, different things around, it could be possible to hear anything in different, you know. So and everyone is entitled to their opinion, like I said, you know. So everyone can't be right and everyone can't be wrong, you know.
Absolutely. Did you like school, James?
I suppose the same as any other student.
Everybody's different. Some people love it, some people hate it, some people are fine and just see it's something they've to get through.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed primary school and I enjoyed secondary school. I suppose you could say I enjoyed secondary school maybe that bit more, because you kind of were slightly more your own boss a small bit in secondary school, which I kind of like to be more so, you know. And the teachers were keeping less of an eye on you, you know, and things.
More freedom.
Correct, yeah. And the schools were small. We had great relationships with teachers, and nearly every teacher now that I had going to secondary school, if I walked down the street now tomorrow morning, I could say, good morning, so-and-so, how are you getting on, you know?
That's lovely.
And you could have a great conversation with him. And just one teacher in particular there, you know, I do often meet him at the mart out of all places, you know, and we go for a pot of tea and things, you know.
James, you went more in the farming line after school. Did you go straight from your Leaving Cert to farming?
I'll tell you now, I went from my Leaving Cert and I went to college in the Salesian Agricultural College in Palaiskenry.
Palaiskenry. How long did you spend there?
I spent 2 years there.
They're after a very bad run with the death of two of their students, the accident in the car, and another student from Palaiskenry died on the
Tralee to Listowel road there.
That's three in a very short
Believe it or not,
time.
That student, Vincent O'Doherty, actually would have been in the same year as me going to college. So he would have, yeah. And then we had the two tragic students that got killed there in Skeeton there in February.
I know.
And unfortunately, there was a student died as well in Clare. He was a student of the college as well last year as well. I think, I don't know whether he was there this year or not.
Oh my God.
And he was from Clare. He passed as well.
That another is young, absolutely young person. Awful.
Oh, terrible altogether, yeah.
Because I'd imagine as colleges go, it'd be lovely, intimate kind of college again, a good experience. Was it for you?
Yes, I really enjoyed every minute of it. In all fairness, we had some great times there, and everyone that was there, we won't say everyone had the same mindset, but we all had stuff that we could talk about in common and things.
And the Salesians there are wonderful.
Yeah, we used to have great chats in the mornings there. Now, I used to be driving up and down and things, but I used to go in for breakfast when I go up, and the priests would be there and they'd be having their cornflakes and, good morning, Father, how are you getting on and things. And
they have lovely apples there.
Oh, yeah, out in the orchards. Yeah, absolutely. I used to love going up there every morning, and I was going up and down that road every morning for 2 years. And there's a couple of us going in the car and things, but I was coming from West Kerry, so we used to kind of go up through Abbeyfield, Newcastle West, Rakeela, and cross over there.
It's sad to see all those young men having accidents.
Ah, it is, yeah.
We'll take a piece of music. So, James, what have we got?
She Beg, She Moor, that's what it's called.
Lovely, James. So now you spent 2 years in Palaskenry, and not being nosy now, but the farm you have, is it in Camp or is it in Castle Gregory?
Well, I'm farming in Ownascoil, believe it or not.
Ownascoil, another beautiful place.
Ownascoil, yeah, I'm farming in Ownascoil. We're doing a small bit of farming as well up in Limerick, believe it or not.
Right.
So that's where our own farm is, and I'd be farming as well in Castle Gregory with my uncle, helping him out as well because he's a bachelor as well. And I have a granduncle then in West Inch, and he's farming as well, and he's a tough man. He's 84 and he's still farming away, so we have to help him all out. Like I say, I spend more time helping out these other guys than I do on my own farm.
Yeah, but now, like, a young lad that has been kind of, everybody has doted on you and, you know, great the old chat. Are you good at actually working, doing the hard work on a farm?
God, I tell you, I'd be burnt out from it.
I'd say it's the tractors you're driving.
Yeah, I do a bit of that too. We do draw a bit of silage and things during the summer and things, but we do a lot of hard labour too, I'll tell you.
And you're able for that?
Yeah. Oh, you would be burnt out from it.
Really?
Burnt out, yeah.
But you like it.
Oh, yeah, but that's what it is. I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't like it. Mm. No way. But like man said, there is plenty of hard work that needs to be done every year, and trying to get stock out and the weather is bad. And, you know, it is getting inside your head and you're trying to get stock out and get fertilizer out to get the silage caught again. And, you know, all that stuff starts building up in your head. And what are you going to do? And it is annoying
you.
Would
it get you down?
It would, of course, get you down. And you see, do you know, that's what I'm saying. That's enough of stress in itself, trying to get all that stuff organised and trying to ring around to get a pallet of fertiliser, ring and say how much, we say from different companies, to know how much is a ton of fertiliser, I should say, not a pallet, but how much is a ton of fertiliser off of different companies, and buy however many pallets of it you'll want, and, you know, and try and get it at the best price, you know, because they can be priced different from different co-ops and things
when
as well.
When you're doing all that work and there's so much stress and you're battling against the weather and the rain, would you give it all up for an office job?
I wouldn't. No, I would not. No. No,
why
I
would.
I just like being out in outdoors. I like being outdoors, and like when I'm playing music then and things, I spend so many of my hours indoors for the week. We said that would be more so the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That'd be more so at night time. We'll say from 5 o'clock in the evening, we'd be heading away there for gigs and things, Friday, Saturday and Sunday and Monday. So that much time in the week is enough for me to be inside. I'd rather to be out than for the rest of it, and to be trucking around with a cow or messing around, you know, pulling a calf or something like that, you know, or trying to do something anyway. get organized and the phone is always happening, or there's always someone ringing looking for something, or do you know what I mean? There's a problem here, or there's something to be done over there. You know?
But when you were talking there about the farming, it did sound a bit stressful.
It can be at times, yeah, it can be. But then once things always come right in the end, like, you know, well, most of the time anyway, but as for the weather goes, we have no control over it. And what's my problem is the next farmer's problem as well, you know, as regards to the weather.
So what can you do? I'm chatting to James. James Baller, tell me about your voluntary work. You do some work with the old folks.
I would, yeah. I play a good bit of music now in a nursing home in camp. It is now called Apri Living, and it was once called Ocean View when it was owned by different ownership. So it is a different company now that owns it. It is a company, it was a family that would have owned it before. So I go there on a fairly regular basis over to see the old folks and play a bit of music for them and sing a few songs, and they'll sing a few songs as well maybe. And depending on the farm, because as you can imagine, there's good days, there's bad days. What'll I say? You'll have days when you'll have 5 people there. You'll have days when you'll have 15 people there. It all depends.
And do you enjoy this?
I do. I do enjoy it because, do you know, they love to see me coming. And I get great compliments, like when I'm walking away out the door, when I'm finishing, or when I'm finishing, they'd say, "Are you finished already?" And then you see,
"When are you coming back?"
Exactly. When I'm walking out the door, he's a lovely young fella, do you know?
that does it for you every time.
But you see, and it's great because they get such a kick out of the music, and they know all the old songs, and like I wouldn't be playing all the modern stuff that they wouldn't know. I'd be playing the likes of what we were talking about a while ago, the Galway Shawl and Dirty Old, all these songs that they'd know, and maybe a few slow airs and a lot of waltzes, because that would have been their thing. And then you'd have the nurses and the healthcare assistants coming in, and they'd be jumping around to give a dance and having the crack, you know. And tis all part of crack, you know.
It's a lovely thing to do. And you do it by yourself?
I do, yeah. I do that by myself, yeah.
Are you involved in other things in the parish?
No, I wouldn't be involved.
You're quite busy, really.
Quite busy as it is. Now, I would fall in, all right, the odd time there, with the choir at Camp Church playing the organ. That's just the odd time when Mara Begley is absent. Now, just an example of that would have been there for Easter Sunday. Mara Begley, you'll all know her fairly well. She's a fairly famous musician. She was volunteering over in Lourdes with this people with special needs there that go over there for Easter Sunday. She asked me to know what I fill in to play the organ with the choir in camp, and I did. And
was that your first time
playing? No, I would have done it before with the choir. So I know them all fairly personally. Like I say, it is a fairly tightly knit community, and they're a great bunch of people, I think. So,
and are you reading the music, or are you doing it by ear?
I do a lot by ear. With say, when I play the accordion, I play by ear. But when I'm playing the organ now, unless we say it might be a hymn that I wouldn't be sure of, and maybe I wouldn't be playing hymns that big pile. I wouldn't be playing the organ and hymns that big pile. So I might be a small bit rusty. So I'd look at a sheet and I just have a few cards written out. That's all. Maybe just a few letters here and there, just to put me on track, just in case that I did get a blank or somewhere. You know?
Well done, because every parish, they're looking for people to play music, the organ, a guitar, anything with their group.
Yeah, it's hard to get these people.
It's very hard to get them. And it's lovely to have somebody like yourself that's living locally.
Yeah, very close.
Step in.
And hard to get people to commit and dedicate themselves to it, you know. And
absolutely, but, you know, so they're very lucky.
Because there is plenty of talented musicians and people out there that would be very, very suitable for roles like that.
It's hard to find them, and it's hard to get them and ask them, and then, you know, for them to say yes.
Yeah, that's the thing, and it's, you know, you feel like you're putting them under pressure then when you're asking them, you know, do they want to do it, and you're putting them under pressure to say yes, because 'tis you, you know.
And yet, if they begin with a group, there's a lovely feeling from it. They could get to love it, but they're a bit afraid.
That's the thing, yeah. They're a bit afraid that they'll get sucked in or whatever, you know. It could be for different reasons. Many people have different reasons for why they might be a bit wary of starting in like that. And then more people, you know, it could be just genuinely that they just don't have the time, and that's okay too, you know, if they just can't commit to certain things, you know, because there's only so much a person can do in the 24 hours of the day, you know.
I'm in conversation with James Bowler. Come back to us after this short break.